This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal appeals court has ruled that a Denver police search of a suspected shoplifter violated the Constitution. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
At issue here is that the Denver police officer, Armando Cruz, didn't ultimately end up arresting the man that Walmart employees at first thought shoplifted from the store. Cruz did briefly handcuff the man and patted his pockets down. The officer pulled a prescription pill bottle and a wallet out of the man's pockets, but did not place him under arrest. Ultimately, Walmart employees determined the man paid for his merchandise. The Tenth Circuit ruled that because the man wasn't arrested, the search violated his Fourth Amendment rights by opening his wallet and taking the pill bottle. This means the officer can face a civil suit in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains are getting snow this week, but like in much of the West, many ski areas still only have limited terrain open. CPR's Dina Sieg reports that resorts are working hard to change that.
Many are making snow at night now that it's finally cold enough. At Arapahoe Basin, staff are gathering up powder caught in snow fences. And Wolf Creek Ski Area has a unique snow-saving technique described by owner Randall Davey Pitcher.
Using trash cans and moving snow out of the woods, this year we've moved about 40,000 barrels of snow onto the trails,
helping make Wolf Creek one of the only resorts in the state with all its trails open. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.